Welcome to the weekly sermon podcast for Resurrection Lutheran Church in Lebanon, Ohio. Each week, the sermon and the text it is based upon will be uploaded for your spiritual edification. You can also watch our entire worship service online through our website or Facebook page. The sermon for April 7th, 2024 is based on John chapter 21, verses 1 to 19. The preacher is Pastor Corey Wagenfield. The sermon is based on our Lenten sermon series, Wandering Heart, and is entitled, Here's My Heart. Our second reading comes from John in the 21st chapter. After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples by the Sea of Tiberias, and he showed himself in this way. Gathered there together were Simon Peter, Thomas, called the twin, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two other of his disciples. Simon Peter said to them, I am going fishing. They said to him, we will go with you. They went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Just after daybreak, Jesus stood on the beach, but the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, children, you have no fish, have you? They answered him, no. He said to them, cast the net to the right side of the boat, and you will find some. So they cast it, and now they were not able to haul it in because there were so many fish. The disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, it is the Lord. And when Simon Peter heard it was the Lord, he put on some clothes, for he was naked, and jumped into the sea. But the other disciples came in the boat, dragging the net full of fish, for they were not far from the land, only about 100 yards off. When they had gone ashore, they saw a charcoal fire there with fish on it and bread. Jesus said to them, bring some of the fish that you have just caught. So Simon Peter went aboard and hauled the nets ashore, full of large fish, 153 of them. And though there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, come and have breakfast. Now none of the disciples dared to ask him, who are you? Because they knew it was the Lord. Jesus came and took the bread and gave it to them and did the same with the fish. And this was now the third time that Jesus appeared to the disciples after he was raised from the dead. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? He said to him, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Jesus said to him, feed my lambs. A second time he said to him, Simon, son of John, do you love me? He said to him, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Jesus said to him, tend my sheep. He said to him the third time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter felt hurt because he said to him the third time, do you love me? And he said to him, Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you. Jesus said to him, feed my sheep. Very truly, I tell you, when you were younger, you used to fasten your own belt and go wherever you wished. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will fasten a belt around you and take you where you do not wish to go. He said this to indicate the kind of death by which he would glorify God. After this, he said to him, follow me. Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God. Well, grace and peace to you from our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. This is the final week of our Lenten series that has spilled over here into the season of Easter, entitled Wandering Heart, which you see there in the big letters, in which we are focusing on the life and faith of one of Jesus' most famous disciples. In Peter, we see a person who is both steadfast and unsteady, a dear friend and a betrayer, a follower and a wanderer. In Peter, we often see ourselves. And by following Peter's journey, we watch the story of Jesus unfold through the eyes of a very normal human being trying to figure it all out just like us. And as we study Peter's faith journey, the words and tune of the classic hymn, Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing, have been guiding our discussion. And our phrase for this Sunday is, here's my heart, oh, take and seal it. Throughout this series, I hope that you have been able to get a fuller picture of the life of Peter. And maybe you have also been able to see yourself in Peter's thoughts and words and actions. We have been able to see Peter be called to discipleship and then have great moments of clarity, followed by moments where he seems to have nothing figured out. In the 3 years that he follows Jesus, a lot of maturation happens in the faith life of Peter. A lot can happen in 3 years. Think of the difference between a newborn baby, not able to do anything for themselves, and a three-year-old who can now walk, talk, feed themselves, and hold small conversations. And just as toddlers move through stages of development, our faith does the same. Father Richard Rohr, who is a Franciscan priest and prolific theological author, talks about the four shapes of transformation in our faith. He says an evolutionary faith understands that nothing is static. The universe unfolds. Our understanding of God evolves and deepens. And our moral development surely evolves as well. We simply cannot, as adults, live by the same overly simplistic rules that governed our morality as children. St. Paul seems to be insinuating the same wisdom when in 1 Corinthians he says, as we love more deeply, we will behave differently. The four major stages of this evolutionary faith are cleaning up, growing up, waking up, and showing up. Cleaning up has traditionally been taught as having good moral control and boundaries. It's been viewed as how you conduct yourself. Are you following the commandments and the moral law of the Bible? And we definitely see this desire to live a morally perfect life play out in the life of Peter. He's often worried about how Jesus' actions or words might contradict or go against the common teachings of the Jewish law. What Peter doesn't understand is that Jesus' teachings have less to do about our outward moral actions and more about reshaping our internal moral compass and attitudes. The second stage is growing up, which is the process of psychological and emotional maturity that people commonly undergo both individually and culturally. Inevitably, Peter had to do some growing up during the 3 years that he left his home and his career in order to follow Jesus into places and cultures that were different from his own. The third stage is waking up, which refers to any spiritual experience which overcomes our experience of the self as separate from God. The purpose of waking up is surrender, love, and union with God. It's to help us understand that we are never apart from God, that we are always with God. There are several times in Peter's life where we see him wake up. He's on the boat in the storm, and he knows that Jesus has the power to call him out of the boat and join him on the water. Peter's also the first one to identify Jesus as the Messiah. He has several moments in his life where the divine nature of Jesus is made clear to him, and he realizes that he is in the presence of God. And the fourth stage is showing up, which means bringing our heart and our mind into the actual suffering and problems of the world. It means engagement, social presence, and a sincere concern for justice and peace for others even beyond ourselves. I think we see Peter beginning to enter this stage of faith development during our reading today. He has clearly been in the cleaning up stage, has gone through the growing up and waking up stages, but when Jesus is gone, he seems kind of lost. He reverts back to what he knows best, his career prior to following Jesus. He gets out in his boat to go fish. Here's my heart, oh, take and seal it. But Jesus isn't done with Peter yet. Jesus shows up and once again gives the fishermen some advice for how to catch fish, despite the fact that they haven't been able to catch any all night. And as soon as Peter realizes that it's Jesus on the shore, he drops everything and swims to the shore to be with him. He doesn't even help his friends haul in the fishing nets or row the boat to shore. And in a reversal of Peter's three times denying to know Christ, Jesus asks Peter three times if he loves him. He calls him to show up. He says, "Feed my lambs. Tend my sheep. Feed my sheep." Peter is told that where he is in his faith transformation is too far down the path to just go back to fishing. Jesus is telling Peter, if you love me like you say you do, it's time to put that love into action. It's time to bring your heart and mind into the actual suffering and problems of the world. It's time, Peter, to show up. As our final discussion questions for this series, I want you to take a moment and discuss one of the following questions with someone nearby. There should be a slide for this. What stage of faith development do you think you're in? Cleaning up, growing up, waking up, or showing up? Or where would you want to be? Or feel free to discuss, if you were to receive Peter's charge in your own life, what does it look like for you to tend and feed God's sheep? Take a moment to discuss one of those questions with someone nearby. Here's my heart, oh, take and seal it. Seal it for thy courts above. There's an abundance of good news in this final passage of our Wandering Heart series. Despite his flaws and stumbles, Jesus still seeks Peter out in order to show him that he is still one of God's beloved children, and God still has a calling and a mission for him. We too are never too far gone from the reach of God. God shows up to us often in unexpected ways to remind us that we are God's beloved people, each and every one of us. And God has a calling and mission for us as well. This passage also reminds us that none of us have it all figured out. The full nature of God is still a mystery to us that is unfolding over time. The development of our individual and collective faith is still being worked out over time as well. It's a transformational process that ebbs and flows from one stage to another. But as we begin to comprehend how much God loves us, and we learn how to share that love with others, how might we let God's love lead our path forward into loving and serving our neighbor? I want to close with a quote from Dr. Caroline Lewis, who reflects on the verse John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but have eternal life." She says, "How can God so love the world without us? We are not just called to do loving things, but to be the very presence of love. The I am in the world when Jesus cannot be. We give our hearts and our whole selves to Jesus so that John 3:16 might really come true." Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to the Resurrection Lutheran Church Weekly Sermon Podcast. If you would like to know more about our congregation, visit us at rlc-lebanon.org. That's rlc-lebanon.org. Resurrection Lutheran Church is a church of the ELCA, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. We are located in Lebanon, Ohio, and have two Sunday worship services at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Our mission is to reach people with the love of Jesus Christ. All people, regardless of age, race, socioeconomic status, gender identity, sexual orientation, or cultural background, are welcome at RLC.